Clay Patton on the Rural Radio Network. Let's talk markets and kind of talk about the trading week in review as well. We're talking with Shane Lechtenberg of the ARC Group. And Shane, as we take a look here at the previous trading week, what did you see? What were some of the highs and some of the lows?
You know, on the week, September corn ended the week at 351. That was up 2.5 on the week. December corn ended out the week at 365. Up 2.25. Beans were a little lower. September beans ended the week at 833. That was down 9. The November contract was 843.5, which was down 11.75. Wheat, Kansas City SEP wheat was 523, which was up 3.75 on the week. New crop July, Kansas City wheat was 581.25, up a penny. Feeder cattle were a couple bucks higher on September at $1.49.45. Live cattle October ended at $108.77.5, up 207, so a little firmer week. You know, considering the week we saw this last week, we were lower most of the week, and Friday was a big day to kind of get at least all but beans at least back in the positive to end the week. So the way it felt during the week, you know, we at least got back to a little bit better end.
What can producers control right now in the market? Of course, there's a lot of fundamentals and factors that can influence the market, but what do they have control over right now?
Yeah, you know, we were talking a minute ago there, you know, about trade deals and weather markets and what's going to happen here or there. You know, a lot of that stuff, you know, nobody knows what Tuesday is going to bring when you have a long weekend and how that's going to react. But, you know, we hope that guys have got good sales on this last spring. There was sure opportunity there to get some stuff in place from a future standpoint that made some sense. And what we're really trying to help producers with right now is analyze what they're going to actually have for yield. And still unknown, it's not to the bin yet, but they know more now than they did in May when they were planting and doing some yield updates, looking at their business and figuring out what they're going to have to sell, if there was any adjustments on that, first of all. And then secondly, you know, if they've got big yields and not quite enough storage, what are we going to find for harvest delivery and trying to put some deals together that way to where that goes smooth as they roll through harvest. And then if they're going to store grain, the carry has widened out quite well here the last month and a half. I think there's around 12.5 cents a carry for Dease corn to March. Beans, you know, November beans to March beans are 26 cents. And both of those have moved the right direction for a guy that's a hedger and is willing to get paid to use his bin. And you know, we're watching for opportunities to maximize that and take advantage of carry and then wait for some better basis opportunities. Bean basis has really kind of taken it on the chin with the big yield projections and the trade talk and, you know, just a lot of those unknowns that are out here. We've seen a pretty substantial backup in harvest basis numbers and, you know, with the carry expanding, I mean, it gives a guy a chance there to capitalize a little bit on a bend. Corn, same way, you know, yields are big. There's going to be some soft harvest basis in areas, and if you can store it and take advantage of it, those are the things that we feel like as a producer we have control over making those decisions. And
again, we're talking with Shane Lechtenberg of the ARC Group. Shane, when we look at the carry currently in these markets, you're saying corn, soybeans are looking fairly attractive right now. Is there kind of a threshold if these markets start to narrow back in on that carry that producers should really be taking, okay, this is my last opportunity, we need to make a move now?
Yeah, I mean, there's risk of the market taking away carry. I have a hard time seeing that happen very fast with the big yield potential. And I guess I read a deal here a week or so ago on, you know, storage capacity. The storage capacity build out since 2015 has lagged production. If you're in that kind of an environment, the market is probably going to pay guys pretty well to store. And that's kind of a function of that carry staying wide. Now that it feels like the crop's kind of out here going into harvest, it's out there. It's just a matter of where is it going to get put. If we don't have the storage capacity that uses every bushel, you know, futures carry is a part of that. And then the basis is another function in both of those situations. It makes a bin pay quite well.
And Shane, let's talk about where ARC Group fits in with this. Where all can you help a producer out when it comes to putting together plans like this?
The beginning point is where can we be selling, you know, next year's futures prices? You look at price levels in Chicago first, seasonally a good time to sell those is in the spring of the year, and you tend to have weaker markets in the fall. Setting futures early, moving carry forward, like right now, you know, in the next, now through the next month or so, we're focusing on those wider carries, taking advantage of them for a producer, helping them understand that and moving the position forward. And then just selling the cash bushels. There's a lot of ways to maximize basis on any of these markets. You know, you've got freight, you've got the fact that you might sell into a local cattle feeder, for example, that might be a mile down the road that doesn't typically buy corn out very far, but buys it as he needs it. If you're in a spot where you can hedge off your own risk and deliver to him, he's probably going to pay you a little more premium in basis, you know, and that can come in the form of moisture shrink or, you know, dock, all of those things. There's advantages to all of it. And the fact you don't have to haul it 40 miles away to hit a main market. Helping a producer separate out all of those decisions is that's what we do, and that's what we feel like we're good at, and we would sure be glad to visit with anybody that wants to talk through that.
And if you want to talk with Shane and more at the ARC Group, give them a call toll-free, 1-866-574-2724. I'm going to give you that number again, 1-866-574-2724. Or if you want to visit them online, visit their website, agriskconsulting.net. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.